Taliban militants and security forces battled for control of a northwestern Pakistani town today as residents hunkered down in their homes ahead of an expected major offensive. Thousands of men, women, and children have fled Mingora and surrounding districts, the first wave of a refugee exodus the government fears could reach 500,000. The collapse of a three-month-old truce in the Swat Valley with the Taliban means Pakistan will have to evict the insurgents by force, putting strain on a controversial peace pact centered under which the government is introducing Islamic law in the surrounding region. Peter Jacob, Executive Secretary of the Church's National Commission for Justice and Peace, spoke with us about religious freedom in the Swat Valley.
First of all, religious freedom is not available to many Muslims who do not agree with the kind of interpretation of Taliban. So even the report of the International Commission on Religious Freedom, the U.S. Parliamentary Commission, has recently indicated to this fact that religious freedom is a far cry for many people, not only to religious minorities, but Muslims also. And non-Muslims there, which were very, which was a small number in Swat, had to leave. They basically migrated, most of them. So the kind of system that these Taliban are imposing and proposing does not subscribe to any notion of religious freedom, basically. That's why the majority of population in Pakistan is against this sort of rigidity.